How many are just glad to be in the house of God one more time? I said, how many are glad to be in the house of God one more time? Let's just stand upon our feet and just give him praise, give him honor, give him glory. Just lift our hands and just clap our hands and just say, Lord, thank you for another day that you've given us. Lord, we praise you and we lift your name up, Lord God. Thank you for waking us up another morning, starting us off on this day. Lord God, thank you for these meetings, the quiet of fire so far, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask that you just come down in a special way, Lord. How many of you just want to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for all of he's done? This song is really simple. It just says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you've been so good. Says you've been so good. Oh, yes, you have. You've been so good. Oh, Lord, you've been so expecting God to move? How many of you are expecting God to do something great? I know it's a lot of us, but I think it was a lot of them in the upper room, but when they came in one mindset and one accord, something happened. Am I right? All right, amen. And we're going to ask Brother Juan to open us up in prayer.
Just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this moment, Lord. First of all, just giving you thanks, Jesus, for this day you've given us, Lord. Another day to praise you and to worship you, Lord. Another day, Lord, that you've given us, Lord. For we know our life is in your hands, Lord. We're not guaranteed, Lord, days, Lord. We're not guaranteed a time of life, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, as the brothers have been preaching, Lord, may we make a preparation, Lord, for an eternity, Jesus. Not a preparation here, Lord. May we set our sights on our affections on things above, Lord Jesus Christ. That's my desire, Lord, and our desire, Jesus. that we would just look to you, Lord. May we quit looking around at our situations, Lord, at our problems, Lord, at the things that affect us here in this earth, Lord. But we'd look to you, Lord, the beginner and the finisher, Lord Jesus Christ. And we would just trust in you, Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and we praise you. We give you thanks for this time you've given us, Lord, for coming down. We feel your sweet presence, Lord. What a privileged people you are. We are people that we could just be here, Lord, and you would come down and speak to us, Lord. For, Lord, how many people are out in the world in other churches right now at this time, Lord, but in dead churches, Jesus Christ. They don't have the living God inside of them, Lord, but Jesus, we have the living God coming down here and speaking to us, Lord. And truly it is a privilege, Lord Jesus Christ, that you send a message, Lord, a prophet to speak to us, Lord, to wake up the seed inside of us, Lord, to bring out the bride, Jesus Christ, Lord, out of the organization, Lord, but to bring us out, Lord, to see you, Jesus. Truly we are grateful, Lord. I'm grateful and we thank you, Lord, for a work you've done in us, Lord. You've done a work in us, Lord. You've brought us from so many things, Jesus Christ. We were bound in chains, Jesus, but you broke the chains, Lord. Only you could do it. And we give you thanks for that, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, you started a work in us, Lord, and we look to you to finish the work, Jesus Christ, that through our trials and our tribulations, Lord, it work a patience in us, Lord, that bring to us a perfection, Lord, till we'd be in the stature of a perfect man, Jesus. That's our desire, Lord, and we give you thanks for the trials and tribulations, Lord, for we know it's your doing, Lord, molding us, Jesus. May you just continue molding us and break us, Lord, and mold us, Lord, as the brother comes out to preach, Lord. May you give him the words to speak, Jesus, whether it be a cut in us, Lord, whether it hurt, Lord, whether he step on some toes, Lord. May you just have the liberty to speak to us, Lord. Jesus Christ, that we take the correction, Lord. For that's what I want, Lord. I want correction, Jesus. I want the dross out of me, Jesus. I want you to hammer me with the hammer of the word, Lord, and take the dross out, Lord, till the gold is tried in the fire, Jesus. It's my desire, Lord. Just be with the brother, Lord. May you put him aside, Lord. May you just come down and speak to us, Jesus Christ. We love you and we praise you. We give you thanks for coming down and speaking to us, Lord. And we'll never cease to give you praise, Lord. Pray now in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need to be heard, but to hear what you would say, word of God speak, what you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your express His majesty. Help me to be still. Your holiness. Come on, put your hands together. Word of God, speak. Just pour down my rain. We're going to see His majesty. We're going to see His grace. We're going to see Him move in a mighty way. All we have to do is be still and know that He's right here. It doesn't matter what your problem is. It doesn't matter what your struggle is. This is your time. This is your place. This is where God comes to speak to you. Word of God. He's in this place. It doesn't matter what you're going through. When you pull God to your seat, your situation changes. Your struggle changes. Everything changes. Just the congregation, word of God speaks. Pour down like rain. That sounds good. Come on. Lord, your majesty, help me be still. That you're in this place, yes. Your holiness, your holiness. Say, word of God, speak to me, speak to me. Your praises go up, the blessings come down. Speak to me, Lord, pour down like rain. Yes. You're in this place. Please let me stay. Come on. We're commanding our hands, commanding our feet, commanding our mouths, commanding our lives to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. Say, we sang this last night, so everybody knows it. I command my hand. Yes. Come up, say. Yes. Hands, hands. Hands. Lord, hands. command my feet to breathe. Come on, you gotta get those feet moving. I command my feet to breathe. Command my feet. Yes, yes. Command my feet, say. Have your seats as we just prepare for this morning's tithes and offering. It sounds like somebody come to praise him, amen? Oh, I said it sounds like somebody come to praise him, amen? It sounds like somebody's getting the victory today, amen? My, isn't God good? Isn't he wonderful? When I just think about all that he's done and all that he's going to do and all he will do and all that, just all that, and sometimes, like I say all that in a bag of chips and everything, that's what God is. He's all that in a bag of chips. Now, even though this is Sunday, this is still a choir of fire, so this is geared towards the youth, but geared to the adults as well. So is that okay if I say God is all that in a bag of chips? And you know those chips you like, those salt and vinegar chips, those really good ones? But God is really good. God is really good. Here I am, and here I, as the brothers would come forth. You're all, together.
Say this prayer. We all like the brothers, after we get through saying the prayer, we will ask the brothers to come up here on the front row here. And everyone else, could you kind of come closer so we can see what seats we have available to someone else? Appreciate that. Lord Father, we just come before you right now, Father, giving you thanks, praise, and glory. Lord Jesus, thank you for the services, Lord, that are already taking place, Lord. Thank you for coming down and giving us a visitation of your Holy Spirit. Now, Father, we are back at this appointed time and place, Lord, asking you to visit us once again, Father God. Lord, fill this place with your sweet perfume, Father God. Let your spirit just move mightily in this place, Father. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. And Lord, now as we prepare to lift this offering, Lord, we ask you to bless it, Father. Bless those that give, Lord. Bless those that had a desire to give, but weren't able. Lord, we ask you to bless them with seed next time. And Lord, those that may not just have a dollar or two, but Lord, you say little become much when we place it in the master's hand. And Lord, we're going to trust in your word because everything is going down except the word of God. And Lord, that's what we're standing on and that's what we're holding on to. So now, Lord, we just want to give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. As you're just giving in your offering, if we can have Sister Mary come up and bless us with a special.
Let me here I am to worship.
Jack on the behalf of our church and my mom for driving us down here and letting us have this blessing, and also the Lord for bringing this all together. Amen. So we're going to sing him a song.
Okay. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your shadows in the light.
Amen. That's what we live for, to worship him. Amen. Amen. As we just would move on in the special, Sister Susan. Suzanne. Is there a Suzanne? Suzanne. This is Suzanne as she comes at this time. Let's give her a hand clap.
Have you ever cried a tear that you could not explain? Did you ever meet a stranger who already knew your name? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Who knows how to get a hold of us? Get our attention to prove he is enough. He'll do and he'll use whatever he wants to tell us, I love you. Have you ever lost a loved one who you thought should still be here? Do you know what it feels like to be tangled up? What if he's somehow involved? What if he's speaking through it all? Who knows how to get a hold of us? Get our attention to prove he is enough. He'll do and he'll use whatever he wants to tell us, I love you. His ways are higher, yeah. His ways are better, though sometimes strange. But what could be stranger than God in a manger? Who knows how to get a hold of us? Get our attention to prove he is enough. Who knows how to get a hold of us? Get our attention to prove he is enough. He'll do and he'll use whatever he wants to tell us, I love you. God is speaking, I love you.
Aren't you glad that he loves us? Aren't you glad that you love him? One more time, I said, aren't you glad that you love him? And aren't you glad that he loves us? Is that one song that says, I love you, I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. As the brothers will come to set up the mics for the young sisters from Spirit and Truth. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why. One more time. We love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you.
such a very special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why. Don't you love him? Oh, I love you. I love you. Lord, I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a very special way. I praise you. That's why. That's why, that's why. Oh, that's why my is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my with praise. That's why. With
thank you. How many of us just going to give our all to the Lord? Just give everything that we got. You know why? Because he gave it all for us. So we give it all back to him. We're going to just take this time just to do a little praise and worship before we go on to the next special. And young people, I'm sorry, I'm probably going to have to leave y'all in the back seat because we're going to take a trip back just a little bit. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. There is power, power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. One more time, there is power. There is power. Come on, let me hear those double claps. Come on. There is power. All right, here's a new one. Here we go. Let's bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. That wonderful name. There's healing in the name of. Oh, healing in the name of. Yes, healing in the name of. No other. We get ready to move up to a new one. Here we go. In that city where the Lamb is the light, in that city where there comes no night, I've got a mansion over there. I am going where the Lamb is the light. How many of you are going there? In that city where the Lamb. Where they're coming, no night. I've got a mansion over there. In that city, come on. In that city where the Lamb. I've got a mansion over there. Now put your hands together. Come on, music. Now, like Brother Will said, you got to move with it. So let's put down my saxophone. We're going to do this like a choir. Rachel, let the organ talk for me. There is power in the precious blood. One more time, here we go. There is power in the precious blood. precious blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh yes, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Y'all keep playing, I bust out with some other songs that I know, like,
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. I've got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes on. I'm gonna fight till I die. Gonna fight till I die. Yes, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
Take us back to South Carolina. Here we go.
I said, up, two, three, four. I said, up, two, three, four. I said, up, two.
Now, if you're soldiers. Soldiers don't stand like this. They move.
Say, one, two, three, four. Say, one, two, three, four. Say, I'm a soldier.
Well, I got me a brother section over here.
I've got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes.
Now hold up. Y'all stop singing. Come on, brother.
I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm gonna fight till I die. I'm going to fight till I die. I'm going to march on anyway. I'm going to march on anyway. Army.
Isn't God good? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he marvelous? I just can't help think about him. He's just so good to me, y'all. You may be seated. We have one more special before we bring on the minister.
Well, actually, two more. I'm sorry. Sister Genesis, are you here? Sister Genesis? Sister Genesis comes.
Santo es él. Levantamos nuestra alabanza.
Don't you just love the Lord? I said, do you really love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? I'm going to say it again. Do you really, really love the Lord? Ain't he good? Ain't he great? See, some people can just sing that song. But it sounds like she's singing it from not from here, not from here, but down here.
You are my everything, and I will,
as we just prepare for the last special,
holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
With all creation, I sing praise, for he is my everything.
And I will.
One more time, holy, holy, softly. Only congregation, please.
Angels couldn't sing it any better. Song of the redeemed, lift up towards his Lord. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
And that's who he is. He's everything to us. I just want to give a little testimony. Some of you, you know, you sing a song and you sing it because it sounds pretty, or because it has maybe some kind of significance to you. But I wanted to give a little testimony from somebody in our church that, you know, sometimes God does something to teach you a lesson. Amen. And to me, to see little Genesis singing up here just brings tears to my eyes, because I, so long, Will and I were trying to get her to sing. She has such a beautiful voice.
Amen. Yes, she does.
And we always saw that, and we said, come on, you got to sing. We put a mic for her, and it didn't work out. But God has his timing for everything, you know? She's been playing the piano in church and been, and her mama got a little sick. And I heard through the grapevine, she promised God that if God would just heal her mama, she wouldn't be embarrassed of him anymore. And to see that little shy girl up here just singing her praises. So many times we said, open your mouth when you sing. Shout out when you sing. But just to see God, who's rich in mercy, rich in grace, just to see that, just really, just does something to me. Sobers me. You know, so many of you can sing so beautifully. But you say, oh, I don't sing good enough. I don't have the melody right. I don't have this right. But if you would just let God use you, maybe God has put a gift in your life to preach, to witness. Don't let it come down to you having to make a promise to God. Be proud of him. So Genesis, I'm just grateful to see that. His brother Caleb is going to come up, preach the word of God. I believe our hearts have been softened. I believe that our hearts are prepared for the word of God. I know already, I can say surely, I have seen him here. I'm looking at each and every one of you. So we're going to introduce Brother Caleb with an old song that we've sung so many times that I think that we have forgotten what it means. We wonder why Brother Brandon was asked to be sung into this song. We forget. So simple. Only believe. All things are possible. Even a little shy girl coming and singing a beautiful song. And not just singing, but worshiping. To see musicians who've taught themselves how to play. To see all of this happening just proves to me that all things are possible. You know, they were talking about the testimonies of old. I've always said, what if the Bible was written in reverse? Would they be able to use our testimonies? If John the Baptist had to use our testimony to be put to death, could he use our testimony? If Abraham had to use our testimony, could he use our testimony? Here, young people, he could use your testimony. He can use your testimony.
matter what you've done, this is a place where all can be forgiven. If you could only have a heart to ask for it. So let's sing that song.
Sense of humility when brought out to that song. You brothers understand what I mean? It's just something that follows that song that was a theme that took Brother Branham around the world 7 times. That was the song the angel of the Lord said, I like that song. And it built the faith of the people. And every time there was a prayer line and different things, and well, no, I'm not a prophet. And no, I don't hold that position. But there's still something special when we believe and sing, only believe. All things are possible. You know that His presence even draws closer. He's here, amen, to give you what you have need of this morning. Amen. If you have need of something, you didn't come because you wanted to be seen, right? You came because you have need of something. Say, Lord, I need more of you. I didn't come all the way from Tucson, Arizona just to look around. to see the beach. I'd be home with my wife right now if I had my choice, but I know where the Lord leads me, I must follow. Is that right? And so we're here for a purpose. And you see all the efforts that go into a meeting like this, and you see all the things, and I get to see firsthand the stress on Brother Jack and the one on Brother Hugo and different ones that have a part of to play in this meeting. But when you see the end results, and you see the glow on each other's face, and you see the smile, and you feel the revival fires begin to stir up in your heart, you know that God has all things in His hands. Amen? So just want to, I was actually going to wait to say this until tonight, but I want to say that this meeting has been very special to me. I told Brother Jack the first night I was here, I said, I caught right away. I'm not here to help, but I'm here to be helped. We all need something from the Lord. Amen? I don't care how long you evangelize. I don't care how long you've been a pastor. I don't care how often you preach, sing songs, specials. I don't care how many times I don't care how long you know the message. It don't matter to me. We all need more of the Lord. Because if you had it all, you wouldn't be here. That's all. But you ain't got it all. I don't have it all. So I'm nobody this morning. I'm the least of my brethren. And if I had it my way, brother. Is Brother Diggs here today? He's not here yet? I say yes or no, but not yet. Okay, but Brother Matt or Brother Diggs or Brother Hugo, Brother Jack, somebody else would be preaching if I had my way, because I need more of him. So you just pray for me this morning. And for those of you who are aware, first of all, let me greet you on behalf of my pastor, Brother Perry Green at Tucson Tabernacle, who they remember you all when you came about 2 years ago now. And just wanted to say God bless you, and we think of you. Amen. But for those of you who know about Brother Dave Musgrove and him and the situation of him being in the hospital, how many knows Brother Dave? See a hand? Brother Dave Musgrove, okay. Those, not very many, but some of you who know, just keep him in prayer. It's a very serious situation. One of the pastors of the church, one of the local churches down in Tucson, and just pray that God would lift him up. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for the word this morning? Amen. Amen. So let's just bow our heads again for a word of prayer. Father, if you weren't here, if you don't come, if you don't speak, it's pointless. I don't have anything to say. So I wait on you then. Lord, and if you find it in your infinite wisdom to use me somehow, Father, for your honor and for your glory, I deem it a great privilege and an honor to be used by you, Lord, and to stand up in front of this portion called the Bride of Christ. These young people and elderly people and middle age, all, Lord, we're all just looking for something, Father, from the Master this morning. It's Sunday morning, Lord, and we come to honor the resurrection, but Father, time has been set aside for Friday night and all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and Lord, we come. It's time, Lord. Fulfill it, Lord, we pray. Let the vision come to pass now, Lord. Let all things, Lord, be according to thy will, and for your honor and for your glory, and according to thy purpose. Bless these little bit of minutes that we have and this little bit of scripture and thought, Lord. May you bless it, increase it. It's my prayer. For your honor and for your glory, in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is none greater. Say amen. And you love him with all your heart. You know, we ask you that for a reason. Because he told Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? So I'm just going to ask again, do you love me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Am I off again? Am I back on again? I'm on. All right. You know, there's a lot of effort that goes into the sound system, too. And nobody ever notices the sound guy until there is no sound. And everybody says, what happened? Right? That's what happens. Nobody notices the sound guy. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles this morning to the book of Luke, if you would, to the 19th chapter. Brother Caleb Wesco, I really appreciate it Friday night. Amen. Brother Matt Watkins, really appreciated yesterday morning as well. Amen. Glad to be called one of them and able to be in the same house of the Lord. We got to switch around or what? Battery die? Oh, I'm good. You're making me nervous, fellas. Everybody say, come on, Will. Chapter 19 and verse 1. Now, when Brother Matt got up yesterday and started to preach, well, I was pretty sure he looked in my and I was pretty sure he got my quotes. But final conclusion has his hand on all things, amen? And he's well aware of what you have need of. And so yesterday after he got through preaching, I walked in and told him I was planning on preaching on restoration this morning. And since he preached it yesterday morning, I was thinking, you know, should I change my topic? Should I change my subject? And the Lord told me, no, just keep doing it, you know, keep on with what I gave you. So there's a reason. Somebody needs restoration in this room today. Is everybody all right? Don't let the sound get at you. Don't get quiet on me just because we're here. Brother Caleb is not scared of amen, all right? If you don't say amen, I'll come down and amen myself. So, hey, go down there. Amen. And for those of you who know my wife, she wanted me to say hello to you. She misses you all. And she was not happy that she could not come on this trip. But, you know, it's all right. Sister Rebecca Duff took good care of my ironing and clothes and everything. So so I told my wife, I'm taking care of it. It's good. Are you drinking the whole bit? You know, so. Amen. Do you love him with all your heart? You know, he's here this morning. Amen. And it reads like this, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, paparazzi probably. He could not for the press because he was little of stature. Amen. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. How many of you can identify with that this morning? Amen. This is going to stop right there. Lord Jesus, would you bless this to our nourish and strengthen to our bodies, Lord, this food that we have just eaten, Father. This little bit of life that we have taken, Lord, this little crumb that we've grabbed from the master's table, Lord. Will you strengthen it, nourish it, Lord, to our spiritual body, Father. May it let us grow, Lord, in your stature, Father. Take these words, Lord, and bless them, Father. Calm all the nerves in here this morning, Lord. We know that you are here and something's about to break loose. Something's about to happen. Something has to take place, Father. And we thank you for it in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You mind if I take my jacket off? You may be seated. For those of you who missed the cue. I want to talk to you this morning about Zacchaeus a little bit. And here's Zacchaeus, and I want you to put yourself in Zacchaeus' place this morning. Amen. I want you to find yourself in a place where you understand what Zacchaeus must have been going through. Is that right? Yeah. Here's a little guy. He's the chiefest of publicans. He is the lowest of the low. He's a tax collector, and he's rich. And he has gotten rich off of robbing the people, and he's gotten rich off of taking advantage, and he has gotten rich by being dishonest and being a deceiver. Amen? Perhaps he was also a TV evangelist or something like that, who just wanted to get a little something, and if you'll send me so much money, God will bless you this way, and if you'll read my book, when you know, you read their books, and they've got nothing to say, brother, let's just leave it alone, I'll just use this, it's all right. So let's just, you know, you read their books, and they've got nothing to say. You know, I was teasing my wife's grandmother the other day, and she had a Joyce Meyer a book, you know. And I happened to look, and she had it kind of stashed away, and I looked over at her, and I said, did you run out of message material? And she said, I know what you're saying. I said, I know. I've seen it loud and clear. Is there something she says that the prophet can't say? Or, you know, why would you take advice from a bobbed hair, wearing earrings and everything else? Like that? Earrings and makeup and all kinds of stuff. She ain't got nothing to tell me. You understand? All right, well, let me get off of Joyce Meyer, poor Linga. She does is what she does is under the Lord. But perhaps Zacchaeus had a past that way, and everybody knew who he was, and nobody wanted to let him in. They knew if he gets near Jesus, he's just going to try and tax Jesus, or he's going to try and pull a fast one, or get money out of him. And perhaps the crowd was too tight, and he couldn't get through. But you see, there was something inside of Zacchaeus that knew he needed what Jesus had. Is that right? So he got to a place where he says, you know what? I have just got to see him. I've got to touch him. He didn't even say anything about touching. He just wanted to lay eyes on Jesus Christ. Is that right? And perhaps there's somebody here this morning who's got that same desire. Perhaps there's somebody here, I don't know about you, and I don't know about these brothers here, but as for me, I just want to see him. I just want to get to a place where I can lay my eyes upon him. Amen. I just want to know him in his power and his glory and his riches and mercy. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection this morning. And there's Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus thinks to himself, he says, I'll just get up into a tree, and I'll just find a place where I can hide, and perhaps I'll just look down upon him. If I can only but see him, I'll see what all the fuss is about, and I'll see what all this carrying on is, and I'll find out what all the fasting is about, and I'll find out what the banquets lead up to, and I'll find out why all the youth want to go to church on Sunday morning. I'll find out why all the youth want to be there on Friday night, and I'll find out why the youth want to be there on Saturday morning and Saturday night when they've got better things to do. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise and welcome his presence. We do need to be careful. Brother Brandon said, if you make the wrong move, the Holy Spirit leaves.
Yeah.
We're not playing church.
That's right,
amen. We need to be careful. So we don't come here to frolic and carry on. We want to just continue on. Amen. So perhaps Zacchaeus was trying to look down on him, and like I said, I want to see what all the fuss is about, right? I want to find out why everybody wants to be around Jesus. I want to find out why your life has changed. I want to find out what you're going through. I want to see why you're different now, see? So here's Zacchaeus, and he gets up in a tree, and he's not got any plans of Jesus even talking to him. He has not preconceived that Jesus is going to say anything to him. He's not going to get anywhere near him. The crowd is too great. Nobody likes me. I'm the worst of the worst. The brother's not going to talk to me. He's not going to shake my hand. He don't care who I am. They won't let me sing a special. They won't let me do anything. I'm the least of the least. I'll just go and watch. We heard that yesterday about just sitting there and trying to absorb something, right? There's a double fold to that. Sometimes we try to absorb because we got nowhere else to go. But if you are the right material, when you begin to absorb like a sponge, the more you absorb, the more you can take in. Is that right? And once you've gotten to the point where you can't take no more, somebody wrings you out and pulls on the life, the water that God has given you. Is that right? So this morning, I want to absorb all that I can get from all of you. And I'm not trying to absorb, brother. I am absorbing. I'm taking it in. Like I said, I'm here to get help, not be help. Lord, help us this morning. Amen? So then, let's go to the scripture. So then he's up in the tree. Little rascal, little nobody, tax collector. Everybody say boo.
Boo.
Right? Y'all don't even pay taxes. What are you booing for? You don't know nothing about the IRS yet. But they know all about you, trust me. Say amen, preachers. And he knew that he was to pass this way. How many knows this morning? Hey, Jesus is going to pass this way. Come on this morning. Hallelujah. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up as if Jesus didn't know. Right? He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, Caleb, Juan, Brother Matt, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. So Zacchaeus didn't say, oh, really, Lord? Me? Are you sure? Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
He didn't make any kind of provisions. He jumped out of the tree, ran to his house, began to prepare a meal.
Yeah.
He didn't think to himself, well, I haven't got any victuals, I haven't got any meat, I haven't got any milk, I haven't got, what am I going to do? The house is not clean. You know, when the pastor wants to come over, well, pastor, you can't come right now because my house is not clean. No, if the pastor wants to come over, let the pastor come over.
Yeah.
You know why you don't want the pastor to come over? Because you got to hang your Hoffman head of Christ back up.
Preach, brother.
Shove the TV back in the closet.
Go ahead.
The pastor, you know. Oh, never mind. All right, I'm going to forget it. So he said, yeah, come on down. And Jesus comes into his house and begins to eat with him. And he visits with brother Zacchaeus there. And Zacchaeus does this great thing. Oh, Zacchaeus is in the presence of God. And all of a sudden, Zacchaeus' life has begun to change. I want you to realize that he was not in the presence of God for very much, much time. He was just there, maybe a few minutes. But the minute Jesus walked into his house, Zacchaeus comes up with this conclusion, all by himself, seemingly, right? He made haste and came down and received him joyfully. With joy, he received the Lord. It's not a burden to come to church, young people. It's not a burden to wake up on Sunday morning and come to a 7 o'clock prayer meeting. You do that with joy and gladness. I'll be glad to go to the house of God. David said, and I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God to worship. But we got to drag some of you here. Beg, bribe, plead. Don't make daddy look stupid this morning. Come on, go to church, please. Everybody's going to talk about me if you don't go. That shouldn't even be an option. When somebody says, let's go to church, let's go to church. Receive it joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying. They all complained. They all criticized. They all had a better idea. They all pulled out their quotes. Holier than thou's put on their suits. Began to point fingers. Began to complain and talk about. And they murmured and they said what? Saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Right? You know, that sounds so messagey. Does he know? Does he know who that is? Can he, why does he consort with such? Did you know that brother so-and-so made him a deacon? Did you know that now he's preaching in his church? Does he know what kind of man he is? Do you know the Jesus that saved me? Do you know the blood that washed me? Do you know the grace that forgave me? Right? They don't know. That's why they can talk that way. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Which is a good statement this morning. Because in the time that we live in, now is not the time to hold back on the Lord.
Right.
Now is not the time to get stingy. Now is not the time to count out pennies and say, well, I'm going to pay 10%, so here's $27.39. Right? Now is not the time to get cheap with God. Now is the time to round up, not down. Now is the time. You hear that, Jack? They're all for it. Run that plate again. Now is not the time to get cheap with God. Now is the time that you let God restore your finances by you keeping your part of the deal and God keeping his word when he said, I will open the floodgates of heaven for you. Now, this is not a money-grubbing sermon this morning. I'm not going there, but I want you to realize when you are down and you've got nothing, give it all away and watch God open it up to you. Now is not the time to get cheap. Now is not the time to start counting the cost with God. Because I want you to realize that when it came to your sins and when it came to your habits, and your downfalls and your transgressions, God did not count the cost. He gave his only begotten son. He gave all that he had. I will take my own son and I will fill him with my life and I will sacrifice him for you. But not you. I'm going to give him 5 stripes, but not 6 because we're getting a little cheap. Jesus took it all. For you. And you want to count pennies. All right. Don't get chintzy with God.
Don't get cheap. Don't get cheap, or God will get cheap with you. You want to hold off on me? Fine. I'll just stop that floodgate. Roll down the dam, brothers. Michael, Gabriel, put down. Just close it off. Just a little trickle of the stream here and there. Give him a little. Get a little cloud of rain, maybe. If he's, you know, forget it. Because you've got to keep your word. I know. You know, everybody wants God to keep his word. God never come through for me ever. God don't do this. God don't do that. God never. But what do you do for God? This is not a gimme, gimme, gimme relationship. Right? This is a 50-50. This is I give and you get, Lord. I'll give myself away. You know why? Because you owe him all that. Look what he's done for you in this life. See, here we are in this place. So Zacchaeus gets the revelation. And Zacchaeus says, I am going to give all that I have to the poor. Half of all my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore. He said, I restore him fourfold. So it's not just that I'm sorry. Your sorries don't get you very far when you've offended somebody. But in tears and suffering and anguish, did you say, please forgive me. I know I offended you. I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to say those things about you. What can I do to make it up to you? Look, I apologize. You forgive me. Fine. But let's go out to dinner. No, my treat. Let me buy shoes for you, preacher. Let me find some way, pastor, that I can help you. Let me vacuum the carpet. Let me paint the walls. Let me clean up the bathrooms. No, don't worry about it, Brother Jack. Sit down, Brother Jack. You're the pastor here. You pray. You study. Let me do something for God. Nobody want to help Brother Jack. I'm just talking this morning, Brother Jack. Nobody want to help Brother Jack, but with somebody in the hospital, who's the first person you call? Somebody in a car accident, who's the first person you call? When somebody's hurting, who's the first person you call? Right? When you got financial trouble, who's the first person you want to borrow from? Because for some reason, you all think the pastor got money. Oh, wow. Y'all didn't like that, boys. Y'all's toes went under the... Hey, leave me alone. You hear what I'm saying to you this morning? So here we are. He said, I'm going to give it back fourfold. Now watch what Jesus does. I'll see your fourfold. And I will see half of your goods. And I will raise you. And Jesus said unto him this day, salvation has come to this house. Amen. Jesus restored Zacchaeus. Nobody caught that? When Zacchaeus was saying, I restored, Jesus answers back and restores the salvation that Zacchaeus had. Which, by the way, Zacchaeus didn't know he had. He says to Zacchaeus, salvation has come to this house for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. What? You mean Zacchaeus was the royal seed of Abraham? Zacchaeus was the royal seed of Abraham? And Zacchaeus did not know it. Here's Jesus coming on the scene to restore a man who's trying to restore. See, Zacchaeus caught the revelation of restoration. And then Jesus gave him restoration. Where we are in our own lives today is a place of desire where we should have a revelation. Lord, I need complete restoration. I want to go back to where I came from, not restored to a deaconship or a pastorship or a brother or sister in fellowship, but restored back to the son and daughter of God. Say, I come from God and I go back to God. I'm trying to be, I want God to restore me fully where I can say, Abba, Father. What I said, he backs up. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. But the only way that can happen is if God comes on the scene and restores me 100%. I need restoration. We have the restored word. We got the vindicated word. But the problem is that restored word needs to be put into life and into action in this restored life. Do you understand this morning? Y'all have a good time last night? Everybody?
Yeah.
Y'all got dressed? Everybody look good?
Yeah.
Okay, now what?
Go ahead, brother.
Now what? How many, forgive me, acquire the fire sessions do you need before you acquire the fire? Don't get hurt. It's not personal. It's business. I'm about my Father's business. And it's about time we start to live up to what we say. Acquire the fire is good, but Lord, I need to acquire the fire. It's not just a phrase that somebody came up with. It was inspiration divinely given from God. And it's about time you young people begin to acquire that which you said you want.
That's right.
How many banquets? How many meetings? How many fellowships? How many youth activities do you need before you get down to business with God and get the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Your restoration is only half effort. Your restoration is only half complete. We start jump, we shout, we dance. We have a good time, but then you go out to the world and you're right back to business as usual. Skirts come up a little higher. The shoes get a little taller. Come on. Restoration power. Lord, I need full restoration. I need the fire. I need the fire. I need the Holy Ghost. I need adoption this morning. How many times must we do this for you? How many meetings do we have to have? How many revivals before you're revived already? Revival is not something you get that's brand new. Revival is to stir up that which is already in you. Here's news to you people. If you don't have it in you, you can't revive it. You can't sift through the ashes and find a fire if there was never a fire there to begin with. So acquire the fire this morning. Do not leave this room until you know that fire is burning inside your heart. Can you say amen this morning? Zacchaeus found out there was a fire burning in his heart. The first step was, I've got to see Jesus. The first step, I've got to see the Lord. I've got to see him. I got to know about him. I got to find out who he is. That was the first step. But if there is a deep calling, there is a deep to respond. And Jesus seemingly was minding his own business, but then stops, looks up, says, Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm going to your house. So come on down. I'm going to your house. Come on down. I'm going to your house to abide with you forever. You acquiring the fire this morning? Burn, Lord. Burn. Take every last bit of Caleb out. Duran. Take every last bit of what I thought was right and make it right. The Bible says he will right all wrongs. It's nice to dance. It's nice to shout. It's nice to sing. It's nice to song. It's nice to preach. All those are fine. But if he doesn't come, what does it mean? If he's not here for us, who cares? We're just another Pentecostal glorified Baptist group. A bunch of Baptists putting on a message brand. I want you to know one thing right now, Brother Matt. I am not a message. I'm not a message. I am a Christian. Is that all right? I'm a Christian saved by grace. With a P.S. I love you. And here's a secret message for the bride of Christ only. But that doesn't make me a message believer. That doesn't make me a brand of mine. That makes me a Christian. Brother Branham is my hero, and I can't wait to meet the man, and I will shake his hand. God bless you. Thank you for all that you've done. Can you show me where Jesus is? You know what Brother Branham would do? He'll tip his hat and sit right over there. He's not going to stand in my way. So when all these preachers want to stand in your way, when all these pastors want to stand in your way, when they want to hold it up like a priesthood, and you don't know what I know, and you can't see what I see, you just hold, I'll bring the word to you, get them out of the way, that's not for you. He said, I will send you the Comforter. I will give you the Holy Ghost. And that Spirit will lead you into what? All truth. Let me hear it. All truth. You mean I don't got to depend on Brother Jack? No. I don't got to depend on Brother Wesco? No. I don't got to depend on Brother Green? No. I love Brother Green, but Brother Green ain't going to carry me into heaven. Brother Green's got to be concerned about Brother Green. Brother Caleb Duran has got to be concerned about Caleb Duran. I can't drive. I'd love to carry you all in, but you're a little too big for me. You all right? Too much. It's too much. I've got my own cross to bear. We say we're spiritual. We say we're spiritual. Is that right? We believe we're called out of the called out. But when somebody falls, the first thing we do is start to throw dirt on them. Kick, punch, slap. Did you hear what Brother Jackie did? You're in the box this morning, Brother Jackie. Did you hear what Brother Jackie did? Do you know about Brother Jackie's life? Do you know about his family? Do you know what so-and-so did? Hey, did you know this, 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 and this? Well, I'm only telling you so you can know how to pray. Really? You've never heard of an unspoken prayer request? Right? Well, tell me what he did. That way I know how to pray. No! That's message gossip. Gossip. That's the message way of gossiping. Would I answer this? Ready? It's not edifying, brother, to talk about it. But just keep Brother Westco in prayer. Yeah. Caleb West. Yeah. He's going through a lot. Just keep him in prayer. Well, what's he doing? I got to know how to pray. Brother, what is it? Is it pornography? Is it lust, brother? And you're like, I ain't telling you. It's my business. Yeah. Now, sir, and confess your faults one to another. That's true. But that doesn't mean for you to give out your rap sheet. Because you know what that does? All that does is give somebody something to hang over your head. You know why? Because we're human. And we're foolish. And though I love you, brother, if I get one little time, one little chance to run you to the ground, my human nature is going to do it. Because we are naturally meat eaters. We're killers. We're in competition. We're trying to fight our way up the food chain. And if I see a young minister up and running, and he's good, and nobody want me no more, I'm going to try to find a way in my carnality to tear him down. I want to say something to you this morning. Tearing me down is not going to build you up. That's right. Tearing me down will not build you up. Keep talking about me. You're going to ruin your own reputation. I've seen too much good in Brother Matt Watkins and Brother Will for me to believe that they were ever a sinner. And if they make a mistake, the Bible says, what? You who are spiritual, restore. 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 We claim to be spiritual, right? Oh, we're the cream of the crop. We're the iron horse, man. You can't touch me. You can't touch this. Right? You ain't got nothing on me. But you are spiritual. Lift up such a one. Lest you also be tempted. So instead of beating down on your brother, I don't know why I'm here, but this is where I'm at. Instead of beating down on your sister, instead of saying, well, you know what they believe over there, right? They off the word, you know. I'd go to the meeting, but you know, the pastor. Then our natural curiosity goes, well, what about the pastor? Oh, no, I shouldn't have said nothing. It's just that. And, you know, because you're a minister, I'll tell you. Sorry, fellas. Because you're a preacher, I can tell you. Because I know I can trust you. Listen, pastors, preachers, evangelists, you shouldn't even be telling your wives. There's some things your wives are not equipped to handle. And I made the mistake one time. God bless you, brother, my Haitian friend over there. Do you dance this morning? Praise the Lord. I made the mistake of telling my wife something one time about a certain person. Just confiding. Just letting it out because I had to let it out. I had to vent somewhere. But you know, when you complain, you should complain up, not down. All right? Don't get in the habit of talking down to the, you know, not that we're at all different levels, but you know what? You got people that are brand new Christians.
Yeah.
And they're on the mountaintop. And you start telling them how bad everything is in the message. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, really? So I told my wife something. She said, oh, all right. I said, honey, don't. But you know, she said, yeah, I'll pray with you. Okay. I thought it was good. But then standing afar off, she started to act a certain way towards these people. Amen. She didn't try it. She wasn't being immature. She just being, excuse me, a woman.
Yeah.
She was backing me up.
Yeah.
She knew they had hurt me. I should have said she was being a wife. That's what I should have said. She was behind me on the thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she didn't like the way they did me.
Uh-huh.
And you could see it in her expression. I saw you hanging earlier. I saw an expression, God bless you. Her statement was different. It wasn't God bless you, it was God bless you.
Yeah.
And I went, oh. My fault,
yeah.
Not hers. My fault. So you can't even tell them. If you're going to complain, you're going to gripe, you're going to moan, do what Brother Brandon said, get down to the altar. Walk a mile in their shoes first and pray for them.
Yes.
He said, cover the thing up. Don't go around telling everybody. You who are spiritual, come on, spiritual people.
Yeah.
Restore. We need restoration in the church again.
Yeah.
In order for us to be restored and be that power group that Brother Matt was talking about yesterday, we need to become restored.
Yeah.
The church can be restored all it wants to, but when there's nobody there with the character to handle the power that God gives them, God won't give them any character or power, that is. You haven't got it. You haven't got enough. You don't have the wisdom to handle the spoken word, or you would have it. Because the minute Brother Caleb made me mad, his little head would get smaller. Or just to mess with him, I'd make him really fat. What happened, right? He would change. And he would do vice versa.
Yeah.
One leg shorter than the other. One arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would mess with each other. You'd speak each other out of existence.
Because
you don't have the character to handle the power.
We ask
God, oh, Lord, send the power just now. But he says, oh, but you're not ready right now.
Lord help us.
Can I drive? No, you're only 9. Can I drive? No, you're only 10. Can I drive? You're only 11. Can I drive? No, you're only 12. I'm 15, I can get my permit. We'll see. We'll see. You can't even stay on your bike. You want to drive my car. Right?
Yeah.
Can't even walk into my high heels. You want to drive my car.
Oh.
Right? Can't even handle a cell phone. You want to handle my car. You can't stay off the phone texting. You're at the dinner table and you're doing this. And you want me to put you in the seat of a 2-ton vehicle going 85 miles an hour when there's a life at stake, yours and whoever else you take? You want me to give you the power? You want me to give you the spoken word? And you can't even say, brother, I forgive you? You can't even pay your tithes? You can't give offerings? Huh? And you want the power. You want the power, right? You don't know what kind of dress to wear? You're standing in the mirror with tight clothes on in the dressing room and you think nobody knows about it? You know, Brother Branham said,
go ahead, brother, preach.
If a woman puts a bikini on in a dressing room by herself in front of a mirror, she has already placed a lustful spirit on herself. Keep playing with it. Nobody knows. It's for my husband.
Mm.
Why does he need all that?
Amen.
Preach, bro.
All right.
Preach,
why does he need all that? He loves you for you, right?
Right.
He married you for your character, or he should have.
Yeah.
Right? It shouldn't matter if you gained weight or this or that. Until death you was part, goofy.
Right.
You stuck. You ain't going nowhere. You need to love me. Unconditionally love me. So you want me to give you the power of the spoken word and you don't love each other unconditionally? I only love you as long as you come to my church and pay tithes, but then when you leave, I'll tell everybody what a roundabout you were. I'll only love you until you start your own church and take 20 or 30 of my people, then I'm going to ransack you every time I get a chance. I'll only love you until you go out with that boy that you shouldn't have gone out with, or that girl you shouldn't have gone out with, when you should have been out back and forth, so forth. And you want me to give you power? How can I restore when you haven't even begun to get right with God? Restoration will come when you repent of all your sins. Restoration will come when you realize that, Lord, I have been wrong. Lord, I'm not ready for power. I don't deserve power. Now you got the right attitude. Amen. This is not the Caleb show. Right? Amen. This is not the jacked up hour. It's about him and only him. You want me to give you power? You can't even control yourself when you're in the pulpit, overrunning and doing this and that and the other thing, but you want me to give you power. You know what you would do with that power? You let everybody know you had it. If God gave you the power, you would tell everybody, watch what I can do. You see that? Can you do that? The Lord gave me that gift. God gave me a gift. And you're telling everybody about it. There's some gifts I never tell anybody about that my wife gave me. It's just between me and her. Or I gave her something and I see her wearing it. I don't go around telling anybody, look what I did for my wife. My husband did. Right? You don't do all that. There's some things you just keep to yourself. Some things are personal. When I bring her flowers, I don't make a big announcement. Look, honey, I put them on the table. I walk away. I'll be in my room studying or whatever, and she'll come in. Oh! And that's it. She won't come in and say thank you for about 15, 20 minutes. Come back out, kiss me on the cheek. Oh, yeah. No problem. just a little something. She don't even have to thank me. It's my wife. Yeah. I want you. Here's the thing. God wants to give you more than you want it. More than can I drive? Daddy can't wait for you to drive because you're driving him nuts. Here are the keys. Get out. Go. Be free, my little birds. Go on, get. You know the strange thing about it is, but don't get too far. Yeah. Where are you at? When are you coming home? You come home right now. You did what? We'll handle it. The car has a, yeah. Can I have the keys to the car? Daddy got no gas. He got a flat tire. I wrecked it. It's making this funny noise. You want the keys to the car? Take the responsibility with it. Along with power comes responsibility. I need to move on or I won't get through.
Take your time, brother.
We doing all right today?
Amen.
Let me read you what restoration means according to dictionary.com. Brother Caleb is my darker side. And I'm his lighter side. I said, look here, that's how I would look if I was black. You love me, don't you? You love me this morning. Listen to this. According to dictionary.com, when I looked up the word restore, because I was curious, what does he say? To bring back into existence. Did we hear yesterday? Bring back. Bring back. Bring back. Not a start over, but a continuation.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we all get stumped on little speed bumps, little trials in our life. And I thought it was hysterical because I've always wanted to know why Brother Jack goes all the way around when he drives in here. What is your problem? The church is right there. But you're going. You trying to see who's here? Because the parking lot's empty. Right? What's he doing? Most of us don't even remember the speed bumps in our lives. How many of you ever go over a speed bump, and then when you're past it, you say, oh my God, I'll never forget the day I went over that one speed bump. over there on 4th and 22nd. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, that speed bump. Yeah. And then when you come to the next one, speed bump. I'm not going to go over that speed bump again. Stop traffic, everybody behind you slamming you. What's going on? Because there's a speed bump in the road. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't even think about it. Jack thinks about it. He don't go over them things. They must have really affected him somehow. Listen, some trials do.
Yeah.
Some trials do.
Amen.
Some trials affect you to the point, I don't want to talk about cocaine.
Yeah.
Because cocaine was the biggest adversary I ever had. It was tough on me. Still is. You say, but Caleb, you do it? No, didn't say that. But that devil comes around every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody will know. I'm in my house alone. I can hide it. I can stash it. I know how to do it. Then I think, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What if you overdose, stupid? What if you fall over dead? How are you going to? And then the word gets out, Caleb overdosed on drugs. A preacher? A pastor? An assistant to Brother Green? What? What a reproach. Some trials affect us that way. Some trials, we learn from them. You learn not to go over the speed bump too fast. Right, Sandy? You learn not to just whack. I got it. So that, well, I'll tell you what, some trials you enter in slowly, cautiously. I see the road ahead, Lord, and I know I'm going to get over this one too. But Father, give me the strength to get over it. Nice and easy. Because you'll damage your car if you, I'm giving you mechanics today. You'll damage your car if you go over that thing too fast. Maybe not the first one. Maybe not the second one. Maybe not the third, but about the 19th, 20th, 2000, whatever. Boom, boom, I need new struts. Boom, boom, I blew out a tire. Boom, boom, this is loose, that's loose, this is loose. That's falling apart. Well, because you drive it like it's your four-wheel drive. See, you've got to handle your trials with very cautiously. When you realize you're in the midst of a trial, that's when you say, Lord, what do I do? You don't run into it, bam, 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 it's over. No, it isn't. You damaged everybody around you. You see, nobody knew, but they saw Brother Joshua at the club last night. I know they weren't there, but they passed by and saw him getting out of his car, walking in. What's he doing there? He damaged a life. And nobody knows, right? He's the only one in there. And when he came out, somebody else happened to be passing by and saw Brother so-and-so out there kissing that girl, walking to her car hand in hand. Nobody knows. Nobody saw me. It's midnight. Every message person should be asleep, right? Right? I don't sleep until 1. Just saying. Right? Then what happens is he comes to church, tries to get a spiritual, come on, people, let's dance, let's shout, let's this, let's that. And Brother So-and-so's like, yeah, I saw where you were last night. Want me to raise my hand, really? It's happened to you? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. It's happened to me, too. When in my earlier years, get up to sing a special, and everybody knew I was hungover.
Come on.
One reason why I got up is because somebody kept asking, Brother Kev, come on, Brother Kev, leave me alone, man, I got a headache. I finally got up there, shaking, trembling, felt so stupid. That's a bad word, I know, but it's strong. It brings it home. Stupid. That's the word. Brother Branham says, don't be stupid this morning. Look it up. He says stupid. Now look, brings back into existence. Use or the like, reestablish to restore order.
Yeah.
Do you understand? To bring you back to where you belong. To bring you back to where you always have been. You see, it's not a restoration of bring me this and bring me that and make me this and make me that. It's you've already been chosen to be that restored word.
Yes,
that word that's inside of your life has already been placed there to restore you back to what you originally were before the foundation of the world when the sons and daughters danced before God. That was you.
Amen.
That was you. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
That was you. That's the whole purpose of the message, was to get you back to where you came from. It wasn't so that we knew God sent a prophet. I got news for you. God sent a lot of prophets. The Bible is full of prophets.
Amen.
There are prophets in the land now. Oh, don't get quiet. Don't get quiet. Did God take prophecy out of the church? The fivefold ministry says evangelists, pastors, teachers, preachers, or apostles and prophets. Something like that. Right? Until Brother Branham comes, then all the prophets are gone. Every church, Brother Branham said, ought to have the fivefold ministry operating in the church. Now, I don't want everybody trying to be the prophet. If you're not, stay out of that. You don't have no business. But I'll tell you what. The prophet will keep the church clean. That's what Brother Branham said. When somebody has a dream or a vision, that'll straighten you right out. I know, I've seen it happen. Come here, bro. I want to talk to you. Come on. I'll talk to you. You know, I don't know if this is for you or not. All right? And I don't want you to take it personal or nothing. But you know, the other day I had a weird dream. You're already shaking. The Lord showed me this, this, and this, brother. I don't know, you know, if that means anything to you. All of a sudden I look up, he's crying. So, something happened. And it's not for you to go around telling everybody. It's to keep the church clean. I saw you at that club. Do that no more. You see, but with that kind of power comes maturity. There's got to be character to handle that. Otherwise, you go around telling everybody's business. It's like telling everybody somebody wears a wig when they don't want you to tell everybody. Everybody knows that man is bald. Leave him alone. Right? What are you going to point it out for? Everybody knows that red shoe is not really red. It's black, and he thinks it's red. Or everybody knows that black shoe is red. You know what I'm saying? Why do you want to point it out for? Why do you want to tell everybody that woman cuts her hair? You can see she cuts her hair. That's none of your business. You can see she got a short skirt on. You think she didn't know when she put it on that she was showing her knees?
Go ahead, bro.
Show me one girl who don't get dressed, and I'll go look in the mirror right when she's done. What are you looking back here for anyway?
Oh, my. Go ahead, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
You know why you're looking. You're going to make sure it's not too tight, but just tight enough. Let the guys know I got a little something going on. Am I talking to human beings or what? Right? Y'all don't have feelings? Y'all don't want those things? Really? Lying in the house of God. You want those things. You desire those things. That's your human nature. But God is here to restore that godly nature that's inside your heart and change those things. Take away all those desires. Hallelujah. To bring back to a former, original, or normal condition. Normal. It is not normal for you to backslide. It's not normal for you to lust. It is not normal for you to stay off the 3 o'clock text. It's not normal for you not to come to church. Being in church is normal. When I miss the church service, I feel weird. Something is missing out of my busy week. I didn't go to the house of God this morning. That is normal to me. Whatever the world says is not normal, I guarantee you it should be normal. It's not normal to see two men holding hands. It's not normal to see two women hugging and kissing. It's not normal for a woman to hack her hair off, wear pants, and have a job, and ask. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Genesis 3. Your desire shall be to the man. Everybody says that means a woman should, you know, service. Nope. Because you see, the one curse was in child. Can I say this all right, Brother Jack? In childbirth and labor and pain, so you bring four children. That happens. Anybody have children here? You mothers say amen?
Amen.
Hurts, don't it? Right. So that came to pass. How many girls in here, women, sisters, excuse me, don't like snakes? Hands up. Snakes, serpents. Right? So that also came to pass. I will put enmity between you and the serpent. Your heel shall bruise his forehead, and vice versa. You'll hate that thing. Is that right? First thing every girl says, ooh, a snake. Kill the thing. What makes you think I want to get near it? You a man, so. Isn't that funny? We want to be equals until there's a snake. You the man. Right? You didn't even open the door for me. We're equal. You open the door for me. It's what you want. See, the desire to the man means that a woman wants everything the man has. She wants his power. She wants his character. She wants his money. She wants his job. Right? She wants to be the president. She wants to be a cop. She wants to be in the military. She wants the authority in the house, and now she wants the pulpit. That's been going on for years. Right? Because my desire is to the man, not to serve him. Because if it was to serve him, every one of you all, well, not you, excuse me, excluding you all, lovely people. The people out in the world, women, would want to serve their man because that was part of a... Tell me how two curses came to pass on a woman, but not the other.
Yeah.
So the curse is they want to be like you.
Yeah.
No wonder, because that's what the devil wanted, to be like him. Right. You see that spirit? You see it now?
Yeah.
When you start acting that way, there's a spirit hanging over you. Wow. You've taken on the spirit of the devil himself. I want to be like you.
Preach.
I can do it better. I can do it stronger. I can, you know what, if I let the women have a chance. Hey, we're equals. Why am I picking up the tab? You pay for it. I've done that before. When I was dating this girl one time, she was always liberal. I didn't date her for very long. We went out to dinner one time. I said, you got this, right? And she went, she said, well, you're the man. I said, yeah, but we're equals. Why should I be the one paying? I mean, that's sexist. Got up from the table and I walked out. That sort of did me in, Brother Matt. I never saw her again. She took me home and dropped me off. Right? She said, you can't play with it. You're either in it all the way or you're not. You're either a Christian or you're not. You're either a son of God or you're not. You're either a daughter of God or you're not. You're either going to serve your husband or you won't. He'll either provide for you or he won't. Now look, I'm not saying that, you know, the way things are sometimes we got to get, my wife has to work. We have to put our incomes together. It's really a sad thing. I wish, my desire is that she's home. But at this time we're both going to school and different things. It's gotten hard. That's the way the devil's done it because he knows the right thing. But I'm here to tell you that it is here to be restored again. The right order of things is going to be restored. You tired? Can I go on a little bit longer? All right. You've got to, we're going to be restored. We're bringing it back to the beginning, back to the Bible, back to the Word, back to where we come from. We're going back to not Eden. We're going back to where we came from. You and I didn't come from Eden. I want you to realize we didn't come from Eden. We came from God. Adam is not my father. God is. We make that mistake, right? We go back to Father Abraham. Not my dad. He is. Now I'm of his royal seed, and through me and through Abraham, all these things. Okay, I understand that, but I am still his son. You say amen?
Amen?
Look, to bring back to the state of health, it's not normal for you to be sick with cancer. It's not normal for diabetes. It's not normal for, I believe diabetes is real big in black people, but that's not normal. We have accepted it as normal. Black people have a problem with diabetes. They shouldn't. It's not normal. He said, I would that you would prosper in health above all things, that you would be healthy. God don't want you overweight and mad and upset, eating junk. You're careful what you take into your eyes, but why aren't you careful what you take into your mouth? Now, this is a health message now, right? You don't like it. Stay out of my pocket. Get out of my stomach, brother. You can hit my pocketbook and hit my mind. Just stay away from my food now. Because message people, all we have is eating. We can't go to the movies. That's wrong. We can't watch TV. That's wrong. Can't play basketball or football because we can't wear shorts. That's wrong. What do we got? We can't go to club. That's wrong. We can't go to concert. That's wrong. What do we got? We eat. We eat. But gluttony is wrong. McDonald's is not food, by the way. It's a bunch of preservatives holding hands. Lord bless this food. We'll put some food down. I'll bless it. That's not food. It's garbage. And if the natural types the spiritual, if the natural types the spiritual, and you're taking in garbage, then what kind of mess are you listening to? What kind of garbage are you putting into your mind, into your soul, into your heart? It's garbage. If it sounds like rock and roll and has a rock and roll beat, I don't care if it says it's Christian. It's garbage. Some guy coming out talking about, I know it was blah. You sound such a sissy. That's singing. If that's singing, I could make it. If that's singing, why am I not rich? With all the talent we have in this church, we're going to listen to garbage like that? I know it was blood. Trying to be Jimi Hendrix or some other idol that he has? Nonsense. Nonsense. Put on the old rugged cross. Play a CD of one of your brothers and sisters here. There's so many of them. You know, that's a shame. We buy Selah and we buy Michael W. Smith and all the latest Brooklyn Tabernacles. But all those CDs that we make for you are sitting on the shelves and you don't want to pay for it. You expect us to give it to you. Come on, I'm your brother, right? $5. But you'll pay $13.75 for Michael W. What's his name? Right? You won't, but you won't buy a $5 to help Sister Lewis support her little ministry that she got through her CDs? Sister Lewis, here's 20. I'll take one copy. Give me 3 more. I'll give these out. Here you go. Brother Jack, here's a little something extra. Go ahead. I know it costs money. This is an effort, Sister Erica. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Give it out. You want to hear something good? Oh, you like that song, huh? Check this out. This is one of the girls who go to my church. It's a little old-fashioned, but it's all right. If you don't like the singing, listen to the spirit that's in it first. Listen to the anointing. Listen to, you don't like the voice? Listen to the anointing. Let it fill your car. Brother Branham couldn't carry a tune in a bucket if he had to and was paid to, but the man had an anointing. We're marching to Zion. Oh, it's a screechy. But the anointing was, he knew he was marching to Zion. Right? Well, song he said, covet not this world's vain riches. Yeah. And he's singing that song, and all of a sudden you heard him say, when my journey is completed, and you hear Brother Brown go, the anointing hit him. When to God you have been true, he cracks his voice and says, now listen, hey, that's right, you go to prepare a place for you. He starts to feel it. Bright and fair your home in glory. I have no doubt that God showed him his home. I've seen my home when I was 12 years old. I know what it looks like. I know what he's done for me. I can't wait to get there. I'm serious about that. If you don't like the singing, feel the anointing. But why don't you spread your gospel? You're ashamed to witness? Well, then here, take a CD. You don't want to hand out tracts to Brother Random? Fine. Okay, I understand that, but hand out a CD. Who's this Malachi 4 if I keep talking about? Oh, well, listen to this. You don't understand tools that God has given you to restore back you, to put you back to where you belong. God did that for you. God did that for you. All the tools and all the gifts that are in the church, and we don't even want them. We'll pay $25.95 to go hear some guy in a concert with the music blaring and all kind of sweaty vibes present against you, and you pay $5 for a cup of water. Lord forgive me. Stay out till midnight dragging your feet back into church. When you've been restored to real power. Are you too tired or are you going to go on? Can we go on? You're too tired. Restore me, Lord. Restore unto me joy. Oh, my salvation. It's not a clapping song. Put your hand. You see what I'm saying? You're restored, though. Back to the word. Back to the truth. Back to true worship and praise. Not a put-on, not a show, not a jumping and shouting all the time. Those things are fine, but a real worship and praise where you feel the song. You believe the song. Live the song. Remember I said last night you go into a place and you know, you know the song remembers when? Well, that's true about the world. It is. You got all that, you know, thug passion and thug. I used to listen to Tupac all the time for in case you didn't know him anyway. But in all those songs, they remember when. I remember when. I remember what I was doing. I remember where I was. But also in the Christian time, I remember Jesus, Jesus, come on, Jesus, oh, there's just something about, feel that presence, that name, you feel that, don't you? It's thick, isn't it? Holding my hand up, Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance, everybody knows that smell. After, it's fresh, it's clean. clean. It's beautiful. It's revived. What is that fragrance after the rain? Revival. All the little blades of grass, praise the Lord. All the trees, praise God. The rain is falling on the just and the just. Even the weeds go, praise the Lord. Praise God, give me money. But the grass, the flowers, the daisies, the tulips, the this, the that, the animals come out. Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Now this is going to bring it to you. United States, every one of them. Kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. You feel that. Don't it feel good? But there's something about that name. Now, every one of you have a memory identifying that song. Nice, isn't it? You'll never forget that, will you? That song is special. I got baptized while they were singing that song. I was 14 years old, Tabernacle. I'll never forget it. I got to move on or I won't get to that. I got to finish. Well, that's nice, but everybody's tired. Look, to give back, make return, or restitution of anything taken away or lost. Yeah. I went to the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. You don't know that song now?
Yeah.
Come on, sing it. Took back what he
stole from me.
What he took?
Took back what he stole.
I went to the enemy's camp. Is that right?
Yeah.
To take back what was lost or stolen. Restore means to take back what was lost or was stolen. Let me read some quotes for you. I got one that I want to just share with you. This man was going through something. And this is maybe somebody in here tonight, this morning. Why do we always do that? This morning when it's night, tonight when it's morning. I kept looking out the window. A question that brother, a man gave Brother Branham said, I lived many years in sin until I found the Lord. Please, Brother Branham, I have sinned again. Anybody ever been there? Anybody there right now? Thank you for being honest. I appreciate that. And I'm not worthy to come before you in this holy place. Please tell me if I can be brought back, made whole again. Take back what was lost from me. Please tell me if I can be restored. Then he uses the word holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, which means to make complete. You got a whole set of china. Not one cup, not one plate, not one sauce, nothing missing. The whole set, right? I got the whole collection of Brother Branham's message. The whole set. I'm not missing. Well, I got all of it, but no, I got the whole set. Get it? All right? He said, please help me. Brother Branham, I have a devil in me. Help me. Will you lay your hands on me? And will you restore me? Restore me again. Brother Brown says, yes, you have not sinned. And I'm going to paraphrase it, but Brother Brown took 5 pages to answer this question. Brother Brown says, you have not sinned, my friend, so far in God that you couldn't be restored. If you had sinned that far, you would not want to be restored. So the first step is that you want restoration. You know what that tells me? Then there's restoration for me to have. I can be restored. He said, you'd never want to be restored, see? But as long as there is something dealing with your heart, you're still in line for restoration. Guilty of the least is
guilty of the whole.
I have sinned. Oh, then am I reading this right? Is the prophet of God telling on himself? Brother Branham, seventh angel, church age messenger. Brother Branham knew all the mysteries and discerned the hearts and so forth. I have sinned many times. Every day, one of us do things that we don't want to do. In our heart. You don't want to be that way or you wouldn't ask this question. See, that itself is proof that God is dealing with you. Proof to me that God is dealing with somebody here because Brother Matt comes and takes restoration. I'm still on restoration, and I believe if I got it right, you're going to finish tonight with whatever you have. Somebody is going to get something out of this.
Amen.
And if it isn't for anybody but one person, then God bless you.
Amen.
But look at all the preparation that God made for you to be restored today on October the 31st. Maybe this is the day, Brother Jack, that the bride begins her full and complete restoration. Maybe it begins with a little black couple, a couple of black people and one little Hispanic, I think. No, two. You're Hispanic, right? Yeah. Atta boy. Brown Briar, brother. Maybe it'll start with us. Well, you're Hispanic too, huh? That's right. Half. Right? But we're all here. Maybe it'll start with a little minority group. The way it started way back then, just a few people. Maybe nobody will know about it. Maybe it'll fall out. Maybe today is the day the Lord restores all the Haitians back to reality, back to the real God. Back to you, that's where you are, right? Back to a real belief. We all need a real belief. Not that God sent a prophet, but that Jesus Christ died for my sins and restored me 2,000 years ago, physically, on Calvary. But you see, when the Lamb was slain on the altar, I was already restored then. The problem is that we've come to a place where we don't remember who we are. So, Lord, restore. Jog my memory. Get me back to where I can remember who I am. You see what I'm saying to you? So here we are. He said, maybe it'll start today. I can't get off that. Maybe it'll start right now.
Yeah.
And maybe this wildfire will spread from the east to the west.
Amen.
All over South Florida, West Florida, all over Florida. You all take back wherever you're going. You all take a little bit with you. And remember to testify of the things that you went through and the things, the way that God dealt with your hearts. It'll begin to stir up a fire within all the older and the younger people. And it begins to spread. And all of a sudden it comes down like a mighty rushing wind, like a dead on the day of Pentecost. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
He said, you can't be restored. He's a lying. Certainly, the devil tells you, you can't be restored, but he's lying. Certainly, because, look, if there is a deep call, then there's a deep to respond to the call. If there's a hunger for something, that something has got to be somewhere, or you would have no hunger for it.
Yeah.
So you can be restored. Is that right?
Right.
So here's the promise that we have. Listen to this. Brother Branham says this in the Message End Time. Brother Brown's talking about the church of today. He said, put in the church today, when the Holy Ghost hits the country and signs and wonders begin to come up, and the first thing you know, then said, someone says, oh, the days of miracles has passed. Oh, such fanaticism. Oh, dead trees, no life in them. But he says, Lord, what will happen to the church? I thought of this text in Joel, that the palmer worm left, the caterpillar and so forth that we heard yesterday. That one, what one left? The other eaten, but I read over a few more verses and said, but I will restore, saith the Lord. I thought, Lord, how are you going to restore? And there I was sitting on my horse looking around, him starting around. I got to stop in a few minutes. I said, Lord, how will you restore? Right? We all want to know, how are you going to do it, Lord? Because we come to meeting after meeting, like I said earlier. We come time after time, banquet after banquet, this and that and the other. How are you going to do it? Because, to be honest, this isn't really working. Every year we do it again and again and again. And where has it gotten us? Just right back here again. You know what the Indians call that? The natives? Dead man's march.
There it goes.
I've seen that speaker before. Getting dizzy. There's that speaker again. Something wrong. I'm lost.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I'm not saying coming together, let's not do this next year, Brother Jack, forget. No, I'm not saying that. Right. But you begin to get what you put into it. Don't leave here the same.
Right.
Take something back with you.
Right.
If you're going to go to the enemy's camp, don't go there and look around. Take it back. You know what the definition of a real friend is? Somebody who's out in battle with you. And you get shot down. And that friend will not leave you. He drags and pulls and tugs and tugs until he gets you off the battlefield. Because he knows that without me, you're going to die. If I leave you here, you're going to die. So if you really want to revive one another, you really want to come together, then be a real friend. Stand for each other. Pray for each other. Work with each other. Spend time with each other. Amen?
Yeah.
Restore one another. lest you also be tempted.
Yes.
And fall.
Lord,
think it can't happen? Oh, I'll never do those things. What happened? All of a sudden you're drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, help me. What happened, brother? I backslid. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Let's ask God to deliver you. Mm-hmm. You don't tell nobody? Don't tell nobody. Between me and you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Amen.
He said, how are you going to do it again? I noticed that down beneath, these old trees come up with a bunch of little trees, and the wind that hit them, they were flexible. I said, if that ain't a Holy Ghost revival, just stepping and frolicking in the woods. Hallelujah. Praise Him for the Spirit of God moving. When the Holy Ghost comes down like a rushing mighty wind, there is an undergrowth coming up called, in the eyes of the world, backwash.
Oh my.
There's always something there to counterpart what we're doing now. Last night I told Brother Jack, I said, that's true. When we want to do good, the enemy is present. Our sisters looking beautiful with long hair and long skirts and dresses and all these ungodly women walking around with little bitty skirts and so forth to tempt your eyes, brothers.
Preach, brother.
And then them old guys, as if they didn't have enough to look at, started looking at you girls. Perverted minds. Because it drove them crazy that you were covered up. See, Brother Branham said, the woman will never be completely naked. Because half of the tug is the imagination behind that little bit of clothing. The little bit that she's hiding is what you really want to see. If she was naked, if I was... No, don't do that. If we were all naked, it would get boring after a while. No imagination. No excitement. No drive. No anticipation. Right? So what? She's naked. So what? Who cares? Naked is actually pretty ugly. You know it's true. Right? But that little bit of clothing drives you.
Right.
I want to see, but you had a lot of clothing on. And it drove those old men crazy.
Right.
I saw it last night. I was glad there was a lot of brothers around. They weren't going to try nothing. They'd have got beat. And that'd have been all right, too. You want some? Come get it. I'm a Christian, but I ain't no doormat. You're not going to disrespect my girls that way. We don't have any men in the message anymore. Stand up for women. Stand up for ladies. Open the door for them. Pull out their chair. Sit them down. Compliment them. God bless you this morning, sister. You see a guy looking at your fellow student at school or something, you better say something. I don't care what happens. You better stand up for her and say, look here, man, she's a Christian. You know, don't be looking at her like that.
Amen.
You see a sister, you see one of your little sisters walking around looking after a boy, you come up and say, come here, sis, what are you doing? What's the matter with you? You ain't a believer?
Amen.
You know how that makes you look?
Amen.
Same thing with a brother. You see your brother with a little girl that ain't a Christian, you walk up and say, come here, bro. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What do you want that for when there's all this to choose from? Look what Samson was looking after. What was Samson looking for? Right? He had one that was betrothed to him. But she wasn't fair to look at, the Bible says. She was homely, Brother Branham said. So he went out into the world. He was looking at prostitutes and little girls up and down. He was sleeping around with them when he should have been at home with his wife. What are you looking at? She got the same thing that girl got. There's one thing that my girls, our girls, have that they don't have. It's called character. The Holy Ghost. Inner beauty. Inner beauty. There is just something about a Christian girl. A real Christian girl. Somebody who's not afraid to cover herself up. Someone who's not afraid, embarrassed to wear her hair long. You know what gets me? These girls got this long hair and they're curling it. And I just sit there going, man, look at all that trouble. But they're proud. Because the Bible says that's their glory. Right? You're beautiful. You have beautiful hair. I love it. Don't ever cut it. Don't let the scissors touch it. Don't ever do it. Leave it the way it is. all this dyeing and different colors and all kinds of things, if you would just leave it alone. You know what's funny about makeup and message girls? They can't ever do it right. It always looks funny. You see a girl out in the world, she knows how to do it. She's been doing it all her life. She knows how to put just right, just enough, just a little bit of this. But those message girls, it's like raccoons walking into the church. Right? The boys can't ever sag, right? They look stupid. They're trying to sag skinny jeans. What? Right? That doesn't ever look right because it's not in you to be that way. You don't carry it well. You don't carry it well. I'm sorry. It doesn't look right. The tight clothing doesn't appeal to you. It doesn't appeal to me. It looks a little silly. As a matter of fact, it embarrasses me. Because I know where my flesh and my mind is going to go when I see you like that. Look, I have enough trouble walking out in the world. Don't bring that in here. We have enough problems. I shouldn't have to have a concern that when I come out to the pulpit that somebody's going to have a little skirt and I might see a little more than I want to. Amen. Don't bring that in the house of God. Amen. And you brothers, don't push them to that. Because see, these girls know what you're looking at. They see what you're looking at. And all of a sudden, little Zandy's like, well, if that's what getting his attention, I'll just do that too. Just a little bit. No, you don't understand. Just a little bit. If that's what gets his attention, well, I like him. And I want him to like me too, so I just tighten it just a little bit. I'll hold in my gut and I won't push my, you know, self up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Amen. Don't let Victoria's Secret make a model out of you. You know what I'm talking about. That's junk. That's garbage. And by the way, that's designed by a man. So you know where it's coming from. Man created makeup. Man created lipstick. Man created those undergarments that you have no business putting on. Man created high heels. A man did hip huggers. Because that's what he wants you to look at. He can twist and can't even walk in those things. Throwing your back. You're going to need a chiropractor after a little bit. Throwing your back all out of place. Messing yourself up on the inside. Constricting your breathing. You don't realize the damage you're doing. All that pig fat on your mouth, is that what you want? Eat bacon. Swine. Swine. It's swine. Look where it comes from. Look who created it. Look who invented it. A man. A man wants you to look that way. Still want to dress like that? But the girls know what y'all are looking at. And that's why they do it. It's your fault. She's different. Yeah, she's different. She's herself. No, she's not herself. She's doing that because she's trying to please you. You are manipulating that God-given servant spirit to make her serve you and do for you what you want her to do. And that's wrong, brothers. It's wrong. It isn't right. I'm talking free because my wife's not here. Because she'd be looking at me going, that's too much. But you know what? It's the truth. I love my wife because she's a lady. She carries herself like a lady. She acts like a lady. And it isn't an act. It's from inside. Inside. She gets after the girls. Hey, come here. I want to talk to you. Look, sister, come on. The guys are looking at you. Don't you think it's strange that they didn't talk to you last week or the week before, but today they're all over you? Well, I had thought about it. You sure did think about it. That's why you dressed like that. You prepared for it. Prepare to see the resurrection. Prepare to make the rapture. Prepare to see the coming of the Lord. Let me finish. A few more minutes. I've gone on too long. See, the go-ons have gotten a little lower. That's how you know you've gone on too long. When it gets a little bit quiet in the room, you know, is it all right if I go on? You hear one amen. It's time for you to stop, brother. You know what I'm talking about? That ain't never happened to you, Caleb. You know it has. Can I get one more mine? No. Amen. Thanks, Mom. All right, all right, all right. Go ahead, baby. Dear Jesus. He said, what is it? It's coming up. I will restore, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I will restore, saith the Lord. Let them moan and groan and go on saying, the days of miracles is past. When the Holy Ghost falls, they can only condemn it. That's all they can do. Stand there starchy. We heard it yesterday. Starchy. Oh, there's no such thing. It's all psychology. Brother Brandt says, that's all psychology. That's how he says it. It's all worked up. But bless your heart. There's some down there just a rejoicing and frolicking, and they're having a great big time. Why? I will restore. Don't worry about you jumping and shouting. It's all right. If you can go to the football game and you can do all this and that and the other, last night at the banquet, everybody's having a good time, jumping around, everything else, you can do that. You can do that in the house of God. All right. Hold on a second. I wanted to read something. Oh, here's this. Look at this. And you notice what makes the wind come, I thought. Why don't you just let them alone until they get big and then blow through them? Because Brother Brown's warning the little guys, they're getting blown over, and they're, you know, the trees going like this. And Brother Brown's telling the Lord, why don't you just let them alone? Let them get strong before you blow on them like that. Yeah, okay, you know what's funny? We all know better than God, right? But then God tells him this. He said, every time they have to have a wind or your tree ain't going to get no grounding. Yeah. Right? So why the trials? Why me, Lord? Why does it blow you this way and push you back that way? Ooh, because you're get deeper, and they begin stronger, and they stand firmly in place. That's a nice word, firm. They stand there. I want you to realize something about Brother Matt, what he said yesterday. When the priest went into the water, the fivefold ministry, they first of all, the Bible says they carried the ark over their hearts, right? But when they went into the water, they stood there until every cow, every goat, every cattle, every cat, every dog, every child, every man, every woman, young, old, crippled, indifferent, didn't make a difference. When they went through, then the ministry proceeded. When you get next to a pastor who is so far beyond you, and brother, I can't stop now, can't stop, I got too much to say, and won't wait for you to catch up, that's not a real man of God. You need to find yourself a pastor that'll tug a little bit and wait for you to catch it, and tug a little bit and wait for you to catch it, and tug a little bit and wait for you to catch it. You got it yet? You got it yet? Okay, well then, I'll stay on next week. And I'll stay on next week. And I'll stay on. I'll wait till everybody in here has got the Holy Ghost. Then we'll move on to something else. Good. Now, I want to say something else. Brother Brandon says it's really funny. Well, it's really good. Hold on. I said, you love him with all your heart. Okay, listen to this. But just so you don't think that Brother Brandon was above shouting and screaming. Okay? Because he says it all the time. Which I can understand. How did that get into the message where we shouldn't shout and scream anymore when Brother Branham hoops and hollers all over the tapes?
Come on. Amen.
That man was yelling louder than anybody.
That's right.
He said, but there's an undergrowth coming up. He's talking about us. Young people. Amen. We need a little growth. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I'm in with you. Shut up. I'm not yet old. I'm getting there, but I ain't old. I'm middle-aged. Isn't that ugly? Like I said last night, everybody in here is going to be dead in 100 years, so go ahead and count your chickens if you want to. All right? But there's an undergrowth coming up. A new wave of believers who did not know Brother Branham, who may never meet Perry Green. They never knew Jesus. They may never know Peter. But there's a group of people rising up who are going to take this message the whole way. The whole way. I will restore, saith the Lord. That's you. You're the restoration.
Amen. Thank you.
Isn't that nice? You're it. You better get busy. Look at, I noticed something. All the pink shirts came out today. Thanks. They saw me with mine. They all got brave. Look. He said, like they did back there, I will restore, say the Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. And I had spasm. Nearly out there. My horse like to ran away. I jumped up on a log. Can I stand on this? He jumped off. Y'all nervous? I shouted. I screamed. I jumped up and down. I throwed my hat up in the air. Right? And I shot my gun in the air. They thought there was a maniac out there. I screamed. He said, "What is it? I will restore, saith the Lord." I was glad that the Holy Ghost was moving in my heart right then, and is now too, and I will restore. Everybody stand. Everybody shout. Everybody give God glory. I will restore. Hallelujah. Give God glory. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey! I will restore. A promise. I will restore. You don't got to worry about your condition. You don't got to worry about where you're at. You don't got to worry about your backsliding. You don't got to worry about how long you've been out. I will restore. This is your hour of restoration. Your first step is here. Maybe you feel old. Maybe I'm going down the road. No, but you can still be restored. Young people, you can be restored. Back to what? Back to where you come from. Back to your original state. Let's just stay standing. Musicians, come. Hallelujah. I am real eager to hear what you're going to do with that, Brother Matt, because it's not over yet. There's something coming, like a wave, a rushing mighty wind that's going to blow this church down, blow the roof off, make our horses run away, shoot our guns in the air. You know, in Arizona, we can carry guns without a concealed weapons license, which is crazy. So I told the church the other day, I said, "What if I just pull out my .45 and start shooting it?" They all thought I had it. I don't have it. But what if I just started, pow, pow, they'd put me away. You're shooting them, you know. But Brother Brandon was shooting his gun, screaming, shouting, threw his hat up in the air, probably trying to hit his hat. Because he was excited that God promised that he's going to restore us. He said, I'm not going to read it, but he said here, there's going to be a church. Well, he said, "I'm glad that your spirit is fresh today, and I am too. That when the Lord sent the great big revival, somebody comes to town preaching the old-fashioned revival." Amen. 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 Amen, Brother Matt. Amen. We come to town, we're preaching old-fashioned revival. Amen. You churches got together, and the Lord just sent the Holy Ghost, and you're flexible, just growing up in the grace of God, moving on. See, we can't just stay there, God sent a prophet. We've got to move on.
Amen.
Move on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. Don't just stay there and wait till it passes you by. The pillar of fire is moving, but I like it here better. Come on. There was people in the desert that stayed there.
Amen.
Dathan and Korah. And God moved them because they would not move. So God moved them into the ground. You know the story? Lord sent the Holy Ghost, and your flesh which is growing. He said, "Let them moan and groan. See where they come from." Oh, they say, "Let me tell you something here. I am a tree. I once stood. Oh, yes, I was. That's right. Blah, blah, blah. 40 years. I don't care. I saw Brother Branham. That's fine. I was in the meetings. Great. Wonderful. But what have you done with that? What have you done with that knowledge? Have you passed it on to somebody? Have you given it away? Have you restored some young man? When was the last time you went back and revived that testimony that you had? When was the last time you told somebody your story of your meeting with Brother Branham? When was the last time you told somebody, even better, of your Holy Ghost experience? Why don't some of these older ones come up here, not now, but sometime, and just tell us younger ones how you got the Holy Ghost and where you were when God refilled you with the Holy Ghost and what you were doing when you were praying and asking God for another refilling of the Holy Ghost? Why don't you tell us of old-time revival meetings and stir up the hearts that is in us? If you're going to turn the hearts back to the Father and fathers back to the children, then tell us what you know. Tell us the story of the old rugged cross. I grew up like that. My dad reminded me of Samson and Delilah and Gideon and Joshua and Daniel in the lion's den, and Moses in the Red Sea. I grew up with those things. And it's in my mind as fresh as it is today as it was back then. But that drove me because I want to see the God that
Amen.
Did all those things.
Right.
I want to see God move on the scene in his young people. I want to see this church move on. I don't want to be in my 70s and 80s looking at two or three more generations that are popping up. I would rather, much rather, go to heaven. Do you all really want to get married that bad that you would set aside your salvation to date some girl or some boy that's not a believer? That you would put your walk with God on hold just to see if she's going to make it? Oh, I'm just witnessing to her while you're alone in the car with her. Does that make any sense? When Brother Branham himself said, don't be alone with her. Don't do it. Paul said, I wish that you were like I am. Jesus said, if you look after a woman, lust after in your heart, you committed adultery with her already. You understand all those things that have guarded us through the years to keep us from falling down. That you want to put yourself out there. Well, maybe God's got this one for me. Really? How'd you find her? Where were you when you met her? Where were you when you met him? What kind of condition were you in? Okay, and if we're in that kind of, because I don't know why, all right? But if we're in that condition now, let's change it. Now, I didn't say break up and do all that caller kind of turmoil, but let's get down to the altar. And let's challenge one another and say, look, is this the right thing that we're doing? Let's pray. Is mom and dad in favor of this? Is daddy all right with it? Is God going to bless this? Is there really a way for me? You understand?
Yes, sir.
You all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to stop. Let's pray. Create in me a clean heart. He said, but I will restore, no matter how much they organize. The message is organized, like it or not. There's all kind of groups and missionary outposts, and that's fine, but they're organized. They only have two or three preachers come in at a time, and it's always the same two or three preachers. They don't let the Spirit move, because if it gets too wild and this and that and the other, it's organized. We got this to do and this to do, but those are men's kingdoms, and they're going to fall. Kings and kingdoms are going to crash. It's going to crash. All of it's going to crash. God will share his glory with nobody. Brother Branham would come back. He would ask us a question. He'd say this. He'd say this. Brother Matt, he'd say, y'all have some nice churches. Y'all have a fine group of people. Nice. Dressed in holiness. You're preaching the word. But let me ask you something. Brother Branham would ask. Do you love one another? Unconditionally. With perfect love. You see what that is? That full restoration is going to bring that perfect love that's already in your heart. It's going to begin to manifest. When you fight one with another, when you argue this, that, and the other, when you go through your hard times, your bad times, all that's doing is just bleeding out that perfect love that's already in your heart. I will restore it because we come from love. We're going back to love. We come from God. We're going back to God. He promised, I will restore. He said, no matter how much they organize, how much they do this, that or the other, I'm going to restore it. That settles it. All the laughing, making fun, scoffing, calling holy rollers nonsense, everything you want to, God still said, I will restore.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read that, Psalms 23. You all right standing just for a few minutes? I'm not going to fall over, are you? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. If he did it for David, he'll do it for us. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But you can't do that if you're not restored. You're scared otherwise. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One more, Psalm 51. Psalm 51, 1. No, 51.5. Behold, I will shape an iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. How many want to say, Lord, hide your face from my sin, Lord? I don't want you to see it. Hide it, Lord. I don't want it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Again, how many say it? Lord, don't ever leave me. You promise you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Don't leave me, Lord. Restore. Bring back. Create. Recomplete. Put it back together. Give me back what was lost and stolen, Lord. Create in me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And renew a right spirit within me. All together now. Oh, yes. Oh, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God. And renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh.
pray this morning. Just begin to pray this morning. Hallelujah, God, have mercy on my soul. Father, restore my heart, Lord. Restore that joy of your salvation, Lord. I'm lost, Lord. I don't feel the pull like I used to. I don't feel the tug like I used to. I don't feel like I want to, Lord. I want to feel clean, Lord. I want to feel right, Lord. I want to be happy, Lord. I want to be a good Christian, Father. Sisters, lay hands on one another. You brothers, lay hands on one another. Begin to pray one to another. Carry ye. Hallelujah. That's what we do. This is something serious. I want it through, Lord. I'm done with it, Father. I don't want a part of it no more, Lord. I don't want to be part of that anymore. I'm through with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit this morning, Father. Let everyone say praise the Lord. Just keep praying. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. Where I've come short, Lord. Restore me, Father. Restore me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Restore Caleb and Ron this morning, Father. Restore that joy of my salvation, Lord. I come a long way to be helped, Father. I want to revive, Lord God. Revive my heart this morning. Revive our hearts this morning, Lord. Make us real, Lord, true. Sons and daughters of God, Lord. Send us out, Father. Oh, you promised you would restore. You promised you would restore. Restore them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray for the one next to you. If you're done praying for them, then pray for somebody you know that's in trouble this morning. Their soul may be hanging in the balance. Hallelujah. Guide us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You in the audience, raise out your hands towards these here in the front like this. Put your faith with theirs. Dear God, help us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bothering you. You weren't gonna come, but there's somebody out there. Come on. Be honest with God this morning. Be honest with God. You be honest with God. You be that straightforward. You realize who you are and what you've done. You come forward this morning. Lay it at the altar. Thank you, brother, for being honest. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister, for being honest. God's going to honor that. Hallelujah.
Father. have a need in church this morning, lay your hands on one another. We pray for you. Lay your hands on one another. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, under the sound of my voice, Father, I pray deliverance power, Lord God. Set all the captives free this morning. Provide the needs, Lord, financially, spiritually. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen our hearts, Father. Set us, Lord, on solid ground. In the name above every name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, give you the desire of your heart, brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you believe he's here this morning? Do you believe that he's here this morning? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's give a wave offering. Let's just wave back to him this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We adore you this morning, Lord. You are awesome in this place, Father. You are great and gracious to be praised. All the musicians do stop. Just praise the Lord right now. Everybody, all hands in the air. All hands in the air. Let the Lord have his preeminence this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive what you have come for. Receive it, Sister Cop. Receive it, Sister. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive what you have need of in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your blessing. Receive yours, brother. Receive yours. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it now because he's here. He's here. Don't lower your voices. Lift them up. Praise him. If you were at a football game, you'd do this for 2 hours. Let's give them praise. We're on the winning side this morning. We're on the winning side this morning. Hallelujah. Our team is winning. Our team is winning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our team is winning. Come up and sing that song, Soldier. Let's stay right where you are. We're just going to celebrate a little bit. Is that all right? The victory is yours this morning. The victory is yours because it belongs to you. You took back what he robbed you from. You took it from me. Now, devil, I'll take it right back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's sing that song.
I've got my war clothes on. I've got my war clothes on.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on. We're not on a losing side. We're on the winning side.
Hey.
And we're soldiers in the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier. I've got my war clothes on. I'm gonna fight.
hands together. Come on. How many of you know you're soldiers? How many of you know you're overcomers? It doesn't matter what you went through. We're going into the enemy's camp. We're taking back what he stole from us. And not only that, but I'm keeping it this time. Yes, I'm a soldier. Everybody say, huh.
Away. Oh, the devil thought. devil, oh, he had me. The devil thought he had me.
Oh, I got away.
One more time.
The devil thought he had me.
Oh, I got away. Oh, the devil thought he had me. Oh, but I got away. I got away.
I got away.
I got away.
I got away.
I got away.
Necessarily need to know what you got away from, but you just let them know I got away.
That's
right. He thought he had me. He really thought he had me, but I got away. Some kind of way God made a way, right? God made a way. Boy, ain't God good. Sometimes it looked like he not gonna do it, but he always does it. Amen. Just in time. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. I mean, appreciate Brother Caleb Duran. Restoration. I will restore, saith the Lord. And typically when God preaches that way, there's no need for anybody to come behind the preacher and re-preach. Amen. God has already spoke here today. I believe everything that need to be said was said. And the other thing I believe, now, you know, we come and we leave one or two ways. We either leave better Christians or we leave worse Christians. Somebody say, now this brother come all the way from Tucson, Arizona. He don't know none of y'all, but God does know you. And God knows exactly where to speak to you at. He know how to deal with your heart. And we just thank God. That's what I call good old Holy Ghost preaching. That's good Holy Ghost preaching. You know, and when God speak like that, because that's what we're looking for. Y'all can be seated for a little bit. But that's what we're looking for. When we talk about a Holy Ghost revival, we talk about cleaning stuff up in the church. Amen. And not just in church, but at your home. You need to clean up some stuff. You know, and I think God dealt with some things. And I tell you, if you didn't receive it, the words that he spoke today will bring judgment to you. This whole scene will be replayed someday. You see, everybody here talking about, I got away. I seem to remember that. Yeah, we do too, because we was right there. And we know God spoke this morning. Brother Caleb, God bless you. We thank you for getting yourself out of the way, allowing God to just use you and, amen, speak to our hearts. Amen. We have another service tonight. It's been a wonderful, wonderful weekend. A choir of the fire, our second time doing it, and it's just been really, really a blessing. And I had to take time and just say thank you. Everybody that's come to make these meetings what they are. I got friends here from everywhere. Amen. And I thank God for all my friends that have come to support us. Amen. We got saints from South Carolina. Yes. Amen. And, you know, we got some preachers in here. Everybody can't preach, you know, and everybody can't sing. And you know how that work, right? But we got some singers and some preachers in here. And, you know, my God, I got Brother Goodbread over here. He's a pastor. And in Orlando, we thank God for him bringing the saints down from Orlando. Amen. My cousin-in-law here, Brother Anthony from St. Augustine, Brother Brown. Amen. Brother Brown's daughter is here too. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And you know, and my cousin brought my auntie down, Sister Lewis. Amen. She's here. She is here. We thank God for. And we appreciate that. And some saints from also from Brother Anderson's church in South Carolina. I saw his son here. Praise the Lord. Brother Charles there and Brother Diggs there in the back. Amen. Some of the saints from there. And amen. We got Beaufort, South Carolina. Brother Matt and his brother-in-law, Brother Gabriel. We thank God for them. Amen. Being here in fellowship with us on this weekend. Some of the saints from Sarasota, they had to leave, but some stayed back. And we appreciate all the saints from Sarasota. Amen. Thank God for them being here in fellowship with us this weekend. Praise the Lord. And sometimes you go to calling out all this and you forget people. I know Georgia's represented as well. Thank God for the saints from Georgia. And I'm going to tell you something. It's real good, you know, when you get everybody coming from all those other places like that. But it's even better when you got people coming from West Palm Beach and Boynton Beach and Miami and, amen, all the local churches in South Florida just coming together and making this what it needs to be. God bless you, all you from Boynton, all you from West Palm, from Royal Palm. Amen. God richly bless you. Thank you so much for making this a great success. And we Okeechobee was also represented. I forgot to mention them. So thank God for them as well. We got a little bit more planned today. From my understanding, the Saints of Miami, their service is at 3:30. They have a service, and we thank God for them coming and being in fellowship with us. Amen. This morning, they'll be back tonight. But they're going to take Brother Caleb, and they're going to take him down to Miami. He's going to preach in Miami here in about an hour and a half. So y'all keep Brother Caleb in prayer. Amen. Keep him in prayer. I'll give you this.
Saints have to be on their way for service, so just keep them in prayer that God will just give them safe passage. Before we leave, amen, we did do a couple changes here. Tonight, we had it on our flyer that service would start at 6:30, but we have changed that. Amen. We're going to change it to 7 p.m. Service will start tonight at 7 p.m. So please, we invite you to come back out and be a part of that. Brother Matt Watkins will be ministering for us. And certainly on what he started with on yesterday, and amen, if he completes what he started, we're going to have a wonderful time. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I see so many walls being broke down. Amen. And that's what we need to see in the body of Christ. You know, it's a shame that we got to wait till somebody gets sick. I ain't going to get no amens, but it's a shame that we got to wait till somebody gets sick before we show our love. Amen. God help us all. Amen. We thank God. So tonight, service will be at 7 p.m. And we were preparing, you know, dinner for our out-of-town guests. And I want to thank God for Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. We were not certain if we were going to be able to do this, and some of the enthusiasm from some of our new sisters that have been, you know, fellowshipping with us, and some of the enthusiasm just rubbed right off on some of the ones that's been around, and we thank God for that. We're so grateful, amen, for that. The Lord just blessed, and they went above and beyond, and they prepared dinner for the out-of-town guests. Now, please, 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 saints that's here locally, I'm talking about West Palm, Boynton, you know, Royal Palm, if you're from Riviera, you know, Port St. Lucie, you know, if y'all from those areas, please don't let us see you in line first, all right? Let's let all our guests from afar, you know, make sure that they eat first, and then if we have enough to go around, then we will do that. We, you know, we just kind of prepare it for the out-of-town guests, but if there's extra, we'll certainly share it. Amen. But please, let's let the saints that have come from so far to be in fellowship with us, let's make sure that they eat first. Amen. Everybody say amen to that. All right. Praise the Lord. So, all right. I think that's all that I need to announce. Amen. But before we leave, I wanted to have Brother Goodbread just come and just greet you and maybe have a closing word of prayer. Amen. We just really appreciate him and also just take the opportunity just to talk about the meeting. Amen, that he'll be having at the end of the year. We have some flyers. They also have a website, and Brother Goodbread will just share a little bit more about that, amen, for you this morning. God bless you, amen, as he comes.
Amen. Did you enjoy this meeting today? Amen. I guess the whole weekend it's been a wonderful time, amen? Amen. God's really touched the hearts of everybody here. I think you can't come in this place and not be moved by God, amen. I think you're here for that purpose. And if you was here for any other purpose, any other reason, then you come to the wrong place, because you come for one reason, and God's met that need. Amen. You come to meet him this morning. I believe you met him. Amen. So praise the Lord. It's good to be here. Thank Brother Duff for making and all the young people and all the hard work, Brother Hugo, everybody I said before, put in to make this thing possible. Because you know what? It's not only blessing their people, but it's blessing my people too. That's there from Orlando. And you know what? We all are on the same road, on the same purpose, same desire. There's no one here better than anyone else. We're all here because we love Lord Jesus Christ. And we wanna be on the other side together. Amen. So God bless everyone in this home, little church here, for putting it on and making this all possible. It means a lot to us. I tell you what, it really means a lot to me to see our young people here and worshiping the Lord, and everybody else here too. So God bless you. Both of we have a meeting in the end of the year, our second annual New Year's meeting, and it's a youth charge, we call it, a Florida youth charge, because we try to get every church involved. And this year we want to do the same way. This was created by myself, Brother Duff, Brother Charlie McDonald, Brother Smiley, kind of get everybody we can to get together last year and make it all possible that this is not one church thing, but it's a Florida thing. So everybody can be a part of it. And last year we tried to get a young man or some representative from every church, young people, not us, and they make it happen. They organize it, they put it together, and this year we're going to do the same thing. From Sarasota, from here, from Miami, from Orlando, young people to come together, have a meeting, and put everything in its place. We have a good special, we have Brother Cliff Farmer going to be with us this year down in Leesburg, and we have some great other ministers going to be there. Brother, everyone from different churches got ministers, and they're all going to speak him. And we have very special guests that we're going to have. We're not going to say who it is. It's kind of a secret, but you will be blessed. Amen. You will be blessed to hear that testimony. And we have a special thing for the sisters as well. It's a round table with that guest. So you just look forward to that. If you want to be there, we want you to be there. Amen. It's limited now, so make sure you come early. Get your everything in early, because people's going to take your spot if you don't. Amen. So we look forward to that time, that meeting we had last year. You know what? It was a blessing. And a lot of time, I didn't know all the details going on. It was our young men that was doing all it. I was riding around the golf cart with a cup of coffee, making sure everything was, you know, we had food and everything. I ran to the cafeteria, make sure that was good. But you know what? I was seeing people running back to the chapel, running back and forth, tag teaming with young people. And I was saying, what's going on? Why ain't so-and-so eating? He's praying. I said, he is. When I think it's every half hour, there was people praying. Is that right? See, these young men, ministers, they just put it all. It was a wonderful thing, and I was just left in awe that was happening. So we won't let them do it again this year. This is your meeting. See, we'll take care, make sure the finances are taken care of. Brother Duff, myself, and all the ministers, make sure everything's taken care of. The airline tickets are taken care of, but this is your meeting to make sure you run it the way you feel led by God, because this is your meeting. And so we try to emphasize that very strongly. So please, it is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, which is the New Year's of December. And we're going to take the New Year's in like last year. A few more things we're going to do this year. So please, we have brochures. If you don't have one, make sure you get one and prepare for that meeting. Amen. Glory to God. So God bless you. Amen. I guess we're ready to dismiss, right, Brother? Is there anything else?
Just one more announcement. I need to make mention of this. I got a special guest here today, and I want her to stand. This is my grandmother. This is my grandmother. My grandmother's seen 95 years on this earth. Amen. And I'm always blessed when grandma come through the door. She stopped right there, and she just say, "Praise the Lord, all my children." And that's church order, too.
Amen. Can we all stand if we could today? I know you got another meeting coming up, and I know God's going to take this further. Amen. And take you further. Amen. Let's bow our hearts. Heavenly Father, we are so privileged to be able to be here today. It is a blessing and a great privilege to come to hear such great words, Lord. And we know that it was not any words of men, but it was the words that you knew how to speak. You use your vessel to touch the hearts of many people that are here today. Those that know that there was something they needed, you met it today. And Lord, I pray that this will ring so hard in their hearts. They'll never forget this day. They'll never forget this time, Lord, when you spoke to their hearts. And you took them to a different, a greater step than they had before they came. I pray that, Lord Jesus, you'll take all of the people, our young men, our young ladies, here and let them know that you've told, you spoke to them. And you now are going to take them all the way through. You'll never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them. Heavenly Father, we depend on you. We have need of you every day of our life. And I ask you, Lord, let it never stop. Let the dependency never stop. That we'll always be dependent upon thee, Lord. Bless us now as we go home, and those that are traveling back home, Lord, would you guide them safely. We thank you and bless the ministry that's here, Lord. All the men that was preaching the gospel, all the musicians, Lord, everyone that took part, all the details behind the scenes, Lord, that made the food. Lord, bless everyone now. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your grace is greater than every sin. Your grace is mighty, and we thank you for that today. For we ask it now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you.
You can be seated. The brothers will come at this time, and they'll dismiss you. Again, we want to ask that, please, that we have food out there. It's prepared for our guests, amen, that have come from so far, amen, Orlando and Sarasota and South Carolina, amen, all those guests there. Please make sure that they eat first. Amen. God bless you. The brothers will come at this time. They'll dismiss you.
How he picked me up and turned me around. How he placed my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the earth. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground.
Makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you are. All of my praise, it makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Of all the glory.